what's happened to the Mars Volta? That's what people seem to be asking. What have they done? There's no harshness, no sudden time changes, no big rock dressed up in sort of semi-hardcore music. No, there isn't. And this self-titled album, often albums are self-titled because they draw a line under things. This self-titled album, which is called The Mars Volta, for those who haven't kept up, is not like the previous Mars Volta albums, all of which I've liked for certain reasons, but this one I like for many reasons. And that's because I like a lot of music, and I like my bands to show me a lot of music. And when you get Black Light Shine, which is the first track, it's a bit of a clapping background and some bossa nova. Bossa nova feel. And then I'm going to use these two words, and I'm sure you'll be surprised. It sounds a bit yacht rock. And you know I love a bit of yacht rock. In fact, you know, on Steve Swift's Rambling Reviews, that's what this is. Leave a like, leave a subscribe, leave a don't like, on wherever you get your podcast. On this podcast, I'll use the word again, I like a lot of yacht rock. And you've got a kind of indie feel to this as well. But hang on, let's just go back to the yacht rock. Yeah, it's breezy and it opens out and it sounds incredibly 80s. And that's on point because quite a lot of music at the moment does sound terribly 80s, unless it sounds 70s with the singer-songwriter feel, which this will touch on later on. Graveyard Love is another full-sounding song. That Black Light Shine was fecund and full and almost too big. And the same thing happens here. Bit of an electronic chart feel. Charts are full of 80s music at the moment. This is 80s art pop. I mean, we're not talking about Sonia or anything. We're not talking about that kind of pop, you know, or Altered Images. We're talking about Propaganda and later on Duran Duran, actually, in the early days, and Arcadia, actually, more like Arcadia, that Duran Duran spin-off group. I always preferred the Power Station, to be honest. Anyway, back to Graveyard Love, which is a great art pop track. Sure story, soul feel, chart, sparse, we know where that's going. In the chorus, another bit of yacht rock. The prow is just jabbing in there. Yeah, I'm wearing a captain's hat when listening to this. However, Vigil is very different. A bit of Americana. These are words you wouldn't expect me to use when talking about the Mars Volta. Isn't that right? Bit of indie, bit of openness, bit of a pop meander. Quite 70s in its pop feel. There's that 70s thing I mentioned earlier. We won't be going back there on this album, though. Because art pop rears its head again. Not its ugly head, its beautiful head. For Flashburns from Flashbacks. And then No Case Game is more of a prog feel that you'd expect. It changes time. It changes place. But then in the middle, it's got bubblegum. Yes, bubblegum pop. The Requisition ends this with a kind of very tight and dry drum feel, an acoustic, and then the acoustic just goes places note-wise that you wouldn't feel or wouldn't expect it to. So it's a bit off kilter, and yet still very 80s. But before that, you've got Equus 3. Now, I didn't even know there was an Equus 2. I mean, Equus 1 is a difficult watch. Equus 3, I don't know who's in that. Steven Seagal? I don't know. I have no idea. Mark Rylance? He could pull it off. Anyway, Equus 3 has an electro pulse. It's art pop yet again. It's got a falsetto vocal, a real pop feel, and then just at the end, they give you a sort of electric piano, a jazz fusion feel, just to take you home, just to say, you didn't expect that now, did you? And that is the way I feel all the way through this album. You didn't expect that. I didn't, and I love it, and I like to be confounded, and I like stuff that just makes me think. I didn't want this album, but now I know I need it. Because it's great and it shows you just what the Mars Volta can do. And it shows you just what the Mars Volta want to do. And where they go from here is anybody's guess. Maybe they got this out of their system. Maybe this is their new sound. Maybe they're calling it a day. Who knows? But I'm glad they dropped this, because it's self-titled, and self-centeredly, I'm going to say, it's just for me. Ta-ta.